Now, there were plenty of big winners at this year's Clare Business Excellence Awards. The 12th year of the awards were held at Glore in Ennis, and we're going to hear from some of the winners now on the show. And earlier, I spoke with Sean Torpy from Torpy, who the Hurley Makers, the 6 Mile Bridge based business, who are the leading brand of Hurleys in the GAA, won the Best SME in Clare Prize at the awards. I first asked Sean what winning the award means for Torpy.
It's a huge honour, and I'll be quite honest, it's one I kind of was delighted to be shortlisted, but, you know, I didn't feel maybe we might have been there to win that just yet, but it's an extremely huge honour because, look, we're a Clare company, and to be recognised amongst a lot of great Clare companies, especially in the small to medium enterprise, which, you know, is quite competitive. We were up against O'Connor's Bakery and Michael Hoolan and Partner Solicitors and great businesses in themselves, so just delighted to get the award, and, you know, it's nice to get recognition along the way. Everybody works hard. And it's just nice to get some recognition, and especially locally, because, as I say, we're very proud of being a Clare company, and we always try to promote Clare as much as possible as well, you know.
Why did you decide to enter, Sean? I mean, it's the 12th year of the awards. Do you enter every year?
No, actually, we did enter last year, and unfortunately didn't come away with an award. But I suppose we've been growing steadily here in the last 2 years. You know, we've been in business since 1981, so I would like to think, you know, a lot of people are aware of us at this stage as well, and my father before me has run a really good business as well. I suppose with the you know, introduction of Torpy Bamboo into the Hurley market, it really has kind of set people talking about the brand and about the business over the last 2 years, and now, you know, that's really bearing fruit as well, in that a lot of our business now is coming from, thankfully, players in the GAA and hurling players all over the country have taken a liking to it and now trust it quite well every day they go out in matches all over the country, you know.
And everyone knows the issues around ash, Sean, I guess, which necessitated the need to change to bamboo, or branch out into bamboo, for pardon the pun. Were you concerned at all that, you know, obviously the hurlers had been so used to using ash hurleys for pretty much the entirety of the history of the GAA that there might have been a reluctance there to move over to bamboo?
Yeah, look, you're always got that worry. I suppose if you're innovators, though, you have to kind of overcome that in terms of your own mindset as well, firstly, to try something new. And I would say, you know, we are always open to new things here at Torpy. Like, we've launched a new clothing range, for instance, in the last Torpy Apparel, Honest Apparel, in the last month. So we're always continuously looking at something that's different. But with bamboo, you know, we were obviously of the opinion that we would have to have evidence and a lot of information for people. And then, you know, people, once they get the information, they can decide themselves whether they like it or not in terms of the performance of the hurley. And after that, then it's up to people themselves. But if the product isn't right, it's the same as ash hurleys, really, over the years. If the product isn't right, the customer will tell you that straight away, you know. So, thankfully, you know, we knew we had a good product on our hands when we were developing the bamboo hurley, and, you know, that has borne fruit with the customer as well, and they've taken to it really, you know, like a duck to water, been honest about it, you know.
The judges said, Sean, that the exponential growth enjoyed by your company has been achieved through a winning combination of investment in research and development, an excellent sales and marketing strategy, and ongoing employee development. How much work goes into making sure those particular aspects of your business are running smoothly?
Well, look, in my opinion, like, there is a huge amount of work that goes on behind any front face of a business, and, you know, you have to look at all different aspects of the business and bring them along together. And I suppose straight from R&D, you know, we didn't just launch our products, or we don't just launch our products without having the correct information to go along with that, you know, in terms of marketing then for people as well. And we try and let people understand our values. So, like, we, you know, our mission is lead, never follow. So, you know, thinking of new things, new ways of doing things would be our kind of way of doing things. And, you know, whether that's in developing people themselves in-house in terms of, you know, employment and employees, you know, that's something I try to encourage my employees to do, is not just to be happy to, you know, do the same thing every day. That, you know, if people have interest in other aspects of the business, I'm always open to them developing themselves. And, you know, once you have the staff, I think, you know, we have a great team here at the minute. That's what I would say. And that's a huge part of our growth, being honest about it, is, you know, great people that, you know, come in every day and you know, are looking at new things and always open to new things every day. And that's something I'm proud of, because it's a culture I'm trying to put into the business going forward as well.
And how is business in general, Sean?
Yeah, look, business for us is very, very good at the moment, thank God. You know, as I mentioned, the bamboo hurley is really popular. I suppose for every four hurleys we sell now, three of them would be bamboo, especially with the younger generation of players. So that's really encouraging because they're the future at the end of the day. And, you know, obviously there's some players that, you know, don't use bamboo. So we have great quality ash now as well that we can provide for those more traditionally minded customers as well. And, you know, we have a lot of intercounty players around the country every year using our products. And that's something that we're just so proud of. And we don't take that for granted because, you know, players don't play in All-Ireland finals with stuff that they're not comfortable with. You know, they have to be very comfortable with what they have in their hand playing in an All-Ireland final. And then on from that, we, as I mentioned, we launched our Honest Apparel range, which is an athleisure range based from more recycled and more, you know, environmentally friendly materials. And also we have a huge work done in the ethics of how they're made and where they're made and the factories that make them. So we manufacture in Portugal, for instance, and we keep the air miles low with our apparel range. And it's just another add-on to try and make people aware that, you know, you can make good products but not have such an effect on the environment if you can. And I think that's the future of business for us anyway, and I think it should be the future of business for a lot of people is, you know, how can you make better products but not damage the world that we live in as much as possible and keep that, you know, keep that in mind, I suppose, along the way.
Well, it sounds like the present and indeed the future are looking very good for Torpy and certainly helped no end by winning Best SME in Clare at the Clare Business Excellence Awards. Congratulations again and thanks so much for joining us, Sean Torpy, Director of the company.
No problem, Alan. Thank you very much.
And a big thanks to Sean for having a chat with me. And we are joined by more winners in studio. With me now is Ethan Kieran, manager of CSGL, who had a pretty successful night. They were winner of Best Micro Business, winner of the Business Supporting Community, and the overall winner. And also with us is Maureen Harrison, owner of Showdean, who won Retailer of the Year. And very good morning to both of you, and thanks for coming in.
Morning.
Good morning.
So, Maureen, Showdean, a good showing for Showdean, Retailer of the Year, which I would imagine, like most of the categories, is keenly contested. Retail is a very competitive area. You must have been delighted to win.
I'm very delighted, yes. I've entered a couple of years in a row and this year is I came out with the prize, so very happy about it.
And as you say, you had entered a number of years and I'm sure, you know, your entry was fantastic, like most of the entries tend to be, but it just shows the competitiveness of the awards themselves that... You
exactly.
Know, you can lose out, but that's no reflection on yourself.
No. This year we revamped the shop and we completely renovated it to bring it to a better level. So I think that was a big help in trying to get the overall winner.
And then Ethan, with CSGL, had you entered before, and was this your first year tasting success?
Yeah, so we had entered last year, and we were runner ups in the micro business category. So when you got down to the last three last year, we kind of said we'd go for it again this year. And then with the community one, it was a cycle we actually did before Christmas, and that went towards Dinlay, building a bench there down by Costa Coffee Shop there in town. So it was nice to get recognised for that kind of in the community as well.
Yeah, so when you do miss out, but as you say, you're in the final three. You know, when you look at, you're thinking ahead to your entry for next year, what do you do differently? Like, what did you do differently that kind of pushed you over the edge and saw you win the Micro Business Award, for example? Like, you know, you obviously say to yourself, right, I'll do pretty much everything I did this year because I got us close, but we need to add another ingredient.
Yeah, I suppose the team has really come along in the last year as well. So, like, it's a lot of help to be able to step out and focus on these awards and stuff like that. So you're not as in the shop as you needed to be up for the last couple of years till we got that team right. So now, in fairness, we've a fine team up there now, so it gives you that comfort to be able to step back and look at these awards.
A bit like a crack in a dam, it just gets bigger and bigger until suddenly all the water is spurting through. when you finally win, you win big. Three awards on the night and the overall business as well. I mean, as each successive award happened and they announced CSGL, what were you thinking, Ethan? You're like in dreamland.
Yeah, we were definitely blown away by the last one. I suppose when you're nominated, you kind of still have a bit of hope that you're down to that last three. There's a chance you'll pull it off, but when you get that last one, then the overall Clare business was one we were completely blindsided by, and I think the whole team kind of was buzzing off the back of it. So it's good to go into the shop today and everyone's still on a high and kind of push that business on a bit more.
I guess that's part of the benefits, the number of benefits of the awards, Maureen, is, you know, obviously it's something you can use to help promote the business and advertise it. You know, if you've won one of these awards, that's a good sign for potential customers. But just the great feeling it engenders for owners, staff and everything, that, you know, as a team, you all worked hard to try and go for this award and you managed to pull it off. Yes. And you get a good night out as well.
I know. Well, we have a great team, and that's the good thing about Shodine at the moment. Lovely young girls, all very into social media. So this is another area that they can, you know, shout about, that we were Retailer of the Year. And, yeah, you know, it wouldn't be done without them, because they're terrific. So every word that you win is just amazing, and it is really a team effect.
And I suppose because you're Shodine and CSGL are very different businesses, yes, and you're going for very different awards, then there's very different criteria. And for you, Maureen, you know, you're in the Retailer of the Year category, and with retail come mystery shoppers, which I guess was part of this as well. There was somebody you just didn't know who checking in on you, and yes, you think there was a certain thing you did that may have helped push you over the edge to win that award.
Yes. Well, I think it's a combination of everything, is that we have something different in our stock, because I design and make the jewellery. And then because we renovated the whole building and we tried to make it a little bit more modern and a twist to it, not the usual jewellery shop. Mm. And because the girls are very much into TikTok and social media. So all of these things, especially the award, helps drive the footfall into the shop. In retail, it's all about trying to get that person, get your customer in through the door and into the shop, and then hoping that they like what they see. So this award really is something that I can shout about and say, you know, come have a look, let's see what you like, and take it from there.
So, like, as Maureen is saying, Ethan, you know, social media would be a very big thing for them and for other retailers. With yourselves, does it play an important part in the business, be it promoting yourselves or anything else?
Yeah, social media would. TikTok wouldn't be as much for our industry as maybe Facebook and Instagram, stuff like that. I suppose it's just the industry it is, being mainly electricians, but like we do serve the public as well. So you have to get that nice blend between kind of keeping to what you know is going to work versus trying to rush into maybe like the likes of TikTok that doesn't really tailor for us.
Okay, well, you know what? Congratulations to both of you. Nice boost before Christmas as well. And I guess it all year round is busy for electricians, I would say. Busy for retail as well, Maureen. But I guess coming into Christmas, it's a really important time of year. And to have this award in the bag is a nice little boon as you look to...
Christmas is what you work, you know, 8 months of the year for the last 2 months towards Christmas for the retail, for the shop and for the online. So... this award was just a great achievement, and I was very proud myself because it took 27 years. I'm in Ennis since 1996, so it didn't happen overnight, and it does take a lot of time and effort and dedication really to it, to get it. So it was a icing on the cake. It really was.
There you go. Perseverance really does pay off. Well, congratulations to both of you. Maureen Harrison, the owner of Shodine, who won Retailer of the Year at the Clare Business Excellence Awards, and Ethan Kieran, manager of CSGL, who won practically everything else by the sounds of it. Big thanks to both of you for coming in, and continued success to your businesses.